proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we'll be joined by Kelly Golden, candidate for Legislative District 32, Seat A. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
The only show that is gnarly enough to cover the two most impossible subjects during Thanksgiving, faith and politics, put them in the same room. And your mom is not the moderator this time. It's actually Jesus.
I like that. By the way, Gabe did some decorating. Do we like the decorating? Look at that. That's impressive. We got the AR and my Marine Corps sword, my NCO sword. So I like it. Well done.
Yes, Kelly, you are the first person to have what we may hear from the left as the full trigger effect. Now we are now in 2024. We've waited patiently to put these things out for people to see. Of course, they're going to accuse us of being extremists now. So
the gun's kind of pointed at my head. I'm not sure how I feel about that one, but hey, this is how men decorate. Hey, everybody go over to churchandstate.media and share these shows. As you've seen, we've got some great guests that have been coming on, and you're going to want to share them everywhere. If you live in Southern Idaho and want to support a good candidate, you're going to want to share this episode with Kelly Golden. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. I want to talk about My Sheets. Do you like the My Pillow sheets?
Yeah, I have not purchased them yet.
Oh man,
are you? I think my wife actually did buy the Giza sheets.
That's the ones. Okay, the Giza sheets, man. Yes. These things are incredible. I mean, they're so comfortable. Like when my wife doesn't use them, I notice. And so if you want, and I think they're running a special right now. They're super cheap.
I got to throw out, like, people, if you've ever showered and used the Bed Bath & Beyond towels where you right out of the store, you wash them and then you try to dry off, it literally wicks the water back onto your body. Get Mike's actual towels. It literally is like a chamois. It dries you. And to guys, this is great because I'm not into, like, just sitting there and not getting anything accomplished. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, amen to that. Use that promo code Church and State. You'll get a discount. We'll get some of that back. Also, if you want to just donate to us and keep us on the American Christian Network, just hit that donate button either at the bottom of the page or the top of the page. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. And now it is my pleasure to introduce to you Kelly Golden. Now, Kelly is a personal friend of mine. I've gotten to know her over the last year and a half or so. And she is a doer. She's a mover and a shaker. She's a business owner, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a friend, a colleague, and has spent the past decades living and working in Bonneville County over there in Idaho Falls, which I pointed out to Gabe is right around the where home. Napoleon Dynamite was filmed. So that's awesome. Yeah, but
you're an activist.
I mean, you brought Charlie Kirk to Idaho Falls. I mean, and for those of you who don't know, Idaho Falls isn't exactly the biggest city out there. Bringing Charlie Kirk to Idaho Falls, it's really a testament to what you can accomplish when you put your mind to it. So with that introduction, thank you, Kelly, for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Caleb. That was an incredible team effort. We had an amazing team that worked together and brought Charlie in. That was about a year and a half worth of just blood, sweat, and some tears before we got Charlie there. But we're still seeing some fruit from that. There's folks here in town that they never thought about Christians being involved in politics. And Charlie kind of shook some folks awake. And it was great to have him here.
Yeah, he has a tendency to do that, doesn't he?
How dare he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and I have two boys that are 20 and 21. And if you look at the demographics here in Idaho, about 30% of the voting age population is 18 to 35. But about 70% of those guys don't vote. They've never been affiliated. And so that's kind of... That's a pet personal project of mine to really engage that generation. One of the things I've been telling them is, hey, you guys are going to inherit the mess that we make. And right. So it would be great to have your voice be heard.
Yes.
So, already since I started campaigning, we've had several, 20-somethings that are registering to vote for the very first time. And I'm super excited about that. That's a win in my book. Whether I make it all the way through the primary or not, getting these guys engaged and voting is a huge thing to me.
Are you Absolutely. Able to show up at any activity that your sons do? You have the age of sons where they're influential in their schools. Like if there's like some type of event, whether it's like literally showing up with a bunch of kids in the forest with four wheelers. I grew up in a small town and a couple hundred kids would show up with motorcycles and four wheelers. And there may have been some beer there. But if you could get at like any type of school event or any type of church event, like,
yep.
I do yeah. it.
No, I've for as long as I've had, well, even before I had kids, my husband and I were involved in youth ministry. And so that's been just a passion of ours that for as long as we've been together. And we got invited to an after hours Easter egg hunt in the dark. So it's like glow in the dark Easter egg kind of thing.
I did that once.
I'm not sure if I should show up as a candidate. I don't know how much illegal stuff will be going on at this particular Uh-oh. Event, but but I was privileged to be asked, and so you know, just that demographic is even willing to engage with me that's a compliment in my book.
No, absolutely. So Kelly, I wanted to ask you, and you know, it's the question that you always get in any interview. The why, what do you see out there in the region that you live in, that made you stand up and say, I've got to do something. I've got to run. I want to be a voice for the people. So what was that issue? What did you see?
So one of the things when my husband and I moved here in 2014, one of the things that we really prayed about and asked God for was, God, give us a heart for this community. Give us a love for this community. And when we moved here, I was managing a radio network and getting out in the community and being part of public events. And God was so faithful to do that. He gave us a love for this community. And so over the years, we've just seen the ingenuity, the diversity, just the beauty of the people and the personalities that live here. And over the last couple of years, this community somehow managed to elect a representative who doesn't represent them. Her views, her votes have been very, very different from just the values and the things that this community holds dear. And so a couple of months ago, we had a couple of senators that said, hey, send us somebody. Boise Capitol, there are some Jesus-loving patriots at our Boise Capitol. And Eastern Idaho is kind of the problem child right now. And so they kind of came to several of us who were believers, and they said, hey, we need believers to step in. We need Jesus lovers and patriots to be part of the Capitol. And we kept talking to people and looking around, and nobody would step up. I think everybody was kind of afraid to run against this particular candidate. And you know, I just kept feeling like God was kind of stirring in my heart. And I thought, well, you know, I don't have, it's kind of the traditional Bible story where I don't have much, but what I've got, I'm willing to say yes and throw my hat in the ring and say, hey, she's
and some yeah, loaves,
a jawbone, a torch, whatever, you know, any of your Bible stories.
I love it.
You know, I just finally said, hey, she's going to have to go through me if she wants to win again. And, the response has been incredible. I had no idea that so many people felt the same way that I did about this particular candidate. And I've had older ladies come running out their front door in tears and say, thank you so much. God bless you. You know, and so that kind of a response is just really encouraging to me that I'm able to instill some hope and some passion in people that, hey, there might be a possibility that things could change around here.
Yeah, that's so needed. And I just appreciate your heart in stepping in when nobody else would, because that's really what it requires, right? As Christians, yeah, as people who love our country, if we see a wrong, it's not, you know, sit around and complain about it. It's not, yeah, you know, hey, somebody should run for something and change this. No, it's listening to that call from God. And even if you don't feel like you're prepared, you know, mm-hmm, God, am I really the best person for this? Well, you've been called to it. So follow me, yeah, and, you know, win, lose, draw, whatever. You're following what the Lord has commanded you to do, and it'll lead to so much success. I mean, just personal experience, you know, when I decided to become a city councilman, you know, I didn't know that it would put me on this trajectory. And I've moved from, you know, leading a small city of like 96,000 people to now where I'm at a national platform. And that's all because I listened to what God was commanding me to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, it really kind of came down to that Edmund Burke quote for me. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
And women. Yeah, exactly.
And we were in the position of evil was triumphing. Evil is triumphing because good men were not stepping up. And, you know, whether it's the precinct committeeman or whether it's city council, school board, dog catcher, if there's bad candidates that are running unopposed, I can guarantee that God is calling somebody to step up and somebody to put their name in the ring. And for whatever reason, we get fearful, we get afraid. And, you know, the battle's not, it's not small. It's a big battle, but it's worth the fight. And if the Lord is calling you to step into it, then just say yes. You just have to say yes. And, you know, that's kind of been my husband and I's motto, that when God asks, you just say yes.
Right.
It's a free fall, but he's going to catch you.
Let me ask you this, Kelly. It looks as if I'm reading this correctly. Your husband's already in the game of politics, correct?
He's been a precinct committeeman.
Okay. So who's Josh Golden? Is that a different Golden?
No, that's my husband.
Okay. It says here he's a treasurer, so my bad.
But oh yeah, no, he's my treasurer.
Oh, okay.
For my campaign,
I thought he was like a city treasurer already. So I'm like, but if I can ask you this, what is locally the biggest problem? Because every, you know, I'm in the church world, and every church seems to have the same problem. And as I go around the country, it's pretty common for us as pastors to have this conversation about certain issues. What are you seeing as far as in your local area? What is the common problem that, like that little old lady who runs to you thanking Jesus you're running, what is the common problem that you really are going to solve?
I just got to sit on a panel to interview one of the candidates for prosecuting attorney. And currently Idaho Falls is on the I-15 corridor. Crimes against children is the number one problem in our area. And this particular candidate has repeatedly voted against kids, whether it's pornography in libraries, whether it's the death penalty for pedophiles. There are particular situations where up to 2 years ago, people got more jail time for marijuana than they did for crimes against kids.
Wow.
And so the tide is turning, but we need legislators who are willing to stand up and just cast a vote. Like, you don't even have to go kick in doors. You don't have to do hard stuff. You just have to vote in a moral way. And I think that's one of the things that I've been saying repeatedly, is that John Adams, after our Constitution was signed, he made the comment that our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people, and it's wholly insufficient for any other.
Yes.
And so when we get this tension between what we see in our country and what the Constitution says, it's not the Constitution that moved. It's not the Constitution that needs to be tweaked. It's that people need to open their Bibles. They need to be reminded that they were created by a creator who gives them their rights. And it's not about the government. It's not about the, it's not about the government that gives them their rights. It's about their creator. And so kind of just getting back to that place where people remember that every single one of us has a creator signature on our lives. And, we can't legislate all of that. We have got to get back to the Bible.
You see that? She's speaking my love language.
She's
throwing the Constitution in, the four fathers.
I think she's aware of your love language.
Right? Okay, yes. Gabe
hey,
teases
Charlie
me.
Charlie Kirk, you know, yeah.
Yeah, Gabe teases me that the Constitution
say,
is my love language.
Or give me death.
Yeah, amen to that. I'm looking at your website, and you've got a number of issues that are you know, like kind of your signature issues, what you want to work on. I'm looking through them. I love so many of them. Some of them, you know, speak greatly to me. You've already talked about protecting the children. And mm-hmm. I think Any nation that sacrifices their youth will not be a nation for very long. And it's abortion, you know, you've got pro-life on here, but whether it's abortion, child sex trafficking, we just had Mary Flynn on here on our show talking about exactly what's going on there. One of the other ones that I really wanted to touch upon is medical freedom, because we're not that far from what we saw during the plandemic, as I call it, these COVID-19 lockdowns. And, it wasn't just businesses or individuals. It was the church as well. Everything was shut down. And we saw just collectively as a nation, we saw this depression descend upon us. And so whenever I see somebody put medical freedom right up on there as one of their issues, I want to address it with them. So what does that look like for you?
Personally, I say no mask, no vax. Leave me and my kids alone.
Are you a science denier, Kelly?
I am real science. How about that?
Amen.
Because real science is founded in truth, and that's God science. That's not big money, big pharma science.
Good.
So that's kind of where I come from. In Idaho, because we have such strict abortion laws, we're getting pushback because under the medical freedom umbrella, people are trying to push the whole my body, my choice. And, you know, to that I would say, well, yeah, you can do what you want with your body, but leave the baby's body alone. So a lot of times people try to convolute those two issues and make them one, and it's like, no, we're not gonna tell you what to put in your body or on your body. I think Idaho, the entire country, nobody knew what we were dealing with at the very beginning of COVID, and so people say, hey, how would you change Idaho's response to COVID? And I don't necessarily know that the initial response was a bad thing. We thought we were all going to die. And so that initial lockdown, I don't throw any stones for that. And I am pretty proud that Idaho unlocked fairly early.
Yeah.
We were one of the leaders in the nation. But I think passing some of those bills that say never again is important. I think saying, hey, we're going to stay out of churches, we're going to stay out of employers, we're going to stay out of some of those spheres, that was just an overreach. And it was under the guise of emergency, government emergency and all that stuff. And I think there just needs to be some tighter language on some of those bills there.
Yeah, I so appreciate that, because anytime government takes power, good luck getting it back. And,
exactly.
I know Gabe and I, we so loved Idaho, living in Spokane,
so
we were in Idaho all the time, because, we weren't going to do it.
I'm a social person. I got to get out, have a good meal. This guy's a foodie. Mm-hmm. He needs good food. Okay. We were all eating mac and cheese in our basements. We needed to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that was the thing too, is Sunshine was one of the best solutions for COVID. And then, when the kids came back into session that following fall, all the teachers got sick. Everybody's immune system was compromised because everybody had been isolating and, dumping hand sanitizer all over themselves.
And breathing in their own funk through that mask.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so to rebuild people's immune systems after that took quite a while. And, talking about science, God designed our bodies to interact with crud, to have an immune system. And, that is one nice thing about Idaho is our kids grow up playing in the dirt and, playing with horses and cows and chickens and farm animals and stuff. And so there's pretty healthy immune systems. But when we sterilized everything, we saw kind of the backlash on that for probably a good year and a half afterwards.
People from New York right now are like, wait a minute, your kids play in the dirt with cows and handle cow manure? And how are they not dead? Yeah, but I mean, that's the mentality. Yeah. They don't know. A lot of these city dwellers, they have more of that bubble boy, view on life, that they got to protect their kids from everything. And in reality, I mean, when you look at it, the data, kids that are growing up in farmlands and stuff, they're way healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's kind of an unspoken rule around here that it's Idaho tough. And They, whether they are 3 years old or 93 years old, there's just a level of toughness physically around here in Idaho that a lot of folks just don't have in other states. And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the caucus that we had a couple of weeks ago, but it was Snowmageddon. We got 14 inches of snow in one weekend here. And, you know, but people came out. They walked to their caucus locations. Their hands turned purple. We had to stamp their hands. And they came out because they wanted to hear their voices, or they wanted to make their voices heard. And that's Idaho tough. We're super proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that won't get out of bed if it's like one cloud in the sky. So yeah. Well done, Idaho, yeah. On that one. returning to some of these, you know, issues that you're talking about, obviously, the Second Amendment. I don't think you can run for office, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Rhino. I don't think you can run for office in many areas of Idaho without being pro Second Amendment. I think that's just the culture out there. But there is an attack on our firearms, and certainly Gabe and I are seeing that in Washington State, where they're constantly coming for them. But why is this such an important issue for you?
I think just to reiterate that I stand with Idaho. You know, there is an element where, going back to Idaho tough, you know, you don't mess with Idaho. And most of the guys around here, they hunt to feed their families. For a lot of them, that is their meat for the year. But then self-defense, these guys are and gals are responsible gun owners. And we have constitutional carry here in Idaho, and I completely support that. I think one of the best solutions to bad guys with guns is good guys with guns. We have a gal in her 70s in our church, and she's constantly carrying. And she's, Pastor, if anybody ever comes at you, she always sits on the end near the aisle, and she's willing to take them out at the knees if anybody ever comes at our pastor. And,
could it also be that Idaho is shaped like a gun? Could that be part of that?
Yes. I love it when they do a pine cone coming out of the gun.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, define gun, because we know that there's this one guy who says something to the effect of life, liberty, you know, the thing, you know, Joe, he can't get anything right. He defines a gun as a shotgun.
I in Idaho, guns can include staple guns and nail guns and squirt guns and 3D printed guns, handguns. There is no, it is a very broad definition. BB guns for the littles. There is no narrowing of that definition.
Good.
There.
But you don't want to take any of them away, right?
No. I would really rather not. Now, if somebody has a felony record and has been convicted of violent crimes, then that's a different conversation.
Yeah, it's a whole different matter.
But,
definitely, for sure. You also have pro-free market. And, you know, right now in America, we see a large portion of the population who is flirting, if not totally enamored, with socialism. And, you know, they believe the lie, the Pied Piper, right? They've heard that sweet song of the siren. And but they don't know, they don't care to examine socialism on its base and to actually discover a country around the world that socialism has succeeded in. And so for that pro-free market issue for you, why is that so important to you as you fight to represent the people of Idaho?
I think competition is probably the best way to raise the bar. You know, the conglomerates or monopolies that we see, they're not healthy. I think I'll probably get in trouble for this one, but one of the best monopolies that we see is our public school system. And so they've had no competition. And one of the things that we've seen is that standard of excellence has really just slid over the last several decades. And so I think bringing in a competitive market is a really good thing. My husband is in real estate, and you know, there are sane regulations that make sense and that we should enforce, but then there's an awful lot that's just meddling and people want their piece of the pie. I had a conversation the other day with a libertarian who was wanting to know if I would enforce any regulations on commercial painters and landscapers. And, you know, there's some elements where if they're dealing with hazardous chemicals or if they're building a retaining wall over my neighborhood, then I want to make sure that they know what they're doing and they're not going to dump their chemicals into the water system or something like that. And so I'm not saying no regulations ever. I'm saying let's be sane and not interfere in people's ability to compete in the marketplace.
I like it. That's a great answer. Gabe and I just recently described ourselves as bibliotarians because we're not full libertarian. We understand that there's a moral standard, a moral law that God has established that every human being should be following. We're coming up kind of towards the end of the interview. I wanted to make sure that you had time to really pitch yourself to our audience and then make sure to go ahead and promote your website and how they can find it.
Okay. My website is Golden4Idaho. It's the number four. So make sure and check that out.
Golden like the golden ticket.
Yes. Yes. The timing was fantastic because the Wonka movie just came out a couple of months ago. But yeah, it's and I've had people say, you know, go for gold, return to the gold standard, the golden rule. You know, people can play with whatever they want to on that. But yeah. And really, my pitch is your voice matters, and it's time to be heard. For our country, for our state, there is no overtime. This is fourth quarter. And so we got to put it all out on the court. You know, growing up, I ran cross country, and my dad would look at me, and he'd say, leave it all out on the field. What you hold back will be lost forever. And so I want to come to the end of my life. I want to come to, you know, having spent all of it. I don't want to just coast through life. I want to collapse at the finish line knowing that I've poured it all out for the next generation. And so the time is now. It's time to be heard.
I absolutely love that. Like, you know, so many people will say, you know, I just want to hear well done, good and faithful servant at the end of my life. Right. But the idea of collapsing when you get there, because you've given it all, you've ran the race as hard as you can, which is what we're commanded. Right. Yeah. We run the race. I've run the good race.
Yeah.
And so, just that idea of like collapsing to Jesus, like I'm here. I did it all.
Well, and if you watch a marathon or a cross country race, I mean, the ones that poured it all out, they literally, they're collapsing, they're puking. It's not pretty, but you know that they spent it all. And I don't want to hold anything back and have my grandkids have to look and go, well, grandma, you were comfortable, but now my life is in shambles. And the legacy that we leave for this next generation, we need to take it seriously because we're messing around with their future. And that's not something that we're going to hear well done, good and faithful servant for if we waste their future. And so I want to take that seriously and make sure that I've spent everything I have.
Well said. The website is goldenforidaho.com. Make sure to check her out. Support her. There's a donate button. But Kelly, we so appreciate your time here on Church and State.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Caleb. It was great talking with you guys.
Absolutely. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.